Okay, so we saw the Shakam Tayyar Gemara. Let's review for a second. Shachto Lemulin Al Menashe.
Focus on the camera is bad.
Shachto Lemulin Al Menashe is Kapur Boarelim. Machlokzim Rav Chista and Rava, which had to do with whether there's a psul arelim bizrika, or rather, whether there's a psul arelim bizrika, and whether that's b'mitzas or b'kulo. I think we might have had that on the board last time, if I recall correctly, just pashup shot in the Gemara I got. Pashup shot in the Gemara. Let's just review for a second. At first, at least, Rava says that everyone agrees that if you shech for purely arelim, that's pasul. Mitzas arelim is kosher b'shchita. The question is, what about zrika? And here we have three opinions. Rava, at least at first, says that there's no machshavas arelim b'zrika at all. Rav Chis says there's such chomer machshavas arelim b'zrika to the meat of zos, even mitzas arelim is pasul b'zrika. Rav Ashi says no. He thinks he thinks Zrika and Shkita are equal, and Mixas is posa is not posel, and Kol Machshavas Arelim is posel, and then he gives a totally different shot to Rav and Rav Chisda, which we will get to. But meanwhile, we see something funny. What was the lashon of Rava at first? The fourth line, E Machshavas Arelim b'Zrika. And what was the lashon of Rav Chisda in the third line? Yesh machshavas arelim b'zrika. And Rav Ashi agreed with Rav Chisda. According to Rav Ashi and Rav Chisda, yesh machshavas arelim b'zrika. The only difference is Rav Chisda, at least at first, said yesh machshavas arelim b'zrika even mikzas. Rav Ashi says only if it's kulo. But the Gemara says later, and all the Rishon Rechonim I found seem to say, like Tosos, that everyone agrees with this. What did the Gemara say? A little later on, the ein machshavas ochle b'zrika, right? That appears in the Gemara later on also as like a stam interpretation of a brisa. As Tosas points out, the Tosas that's printed on an aleph that belongs to number days, even though it's only Rabba who mentioned that line in the course of our Shakta Bataria, it sounds to the Gemara later on that everyone agrees ein machshavas arelim ein machshavas ochle b'zrika. And this creates a problem. Right? How come Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi say Yesh Machsheves Arelim Bizrika if it's an accepted principle that Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bizrika? And if you say, well, why are you bringing a stira between Machsheves Ochlin and Machsheves Arelim? Machsheves Ochlin means if you have Machsheva for people who can't eat, right? Like sick and old people who can't eat a zeis, right? B'shchita that pasul. So by shechter for people who are too sick to eat, that's pasul. If I'm zorik, people too sick to eat, no problem. But if I'm by Arelim, if I shechted for Arelim, it's pasul. And we're there one but Rabba. If I do Zrika for Arelim, it's pasul. And if you'll say, why am I asking a question with Zrika on Achila? They're two different things. So look at Tosos, Samchal, and Aleph, Dibra Masko, the Ochla, Menalan. Right? Our Mishnah says four things. Four machshavos are pasul b'shchita. Shalol Ochlov, Shalol Nuyav, Litmeyim, Vala Arelim. And the Gemara says, Menohani Bili. An answer, Shalol Nuyav, B'mechzas Tachosu. Shalol Ochlov, Lefi Achlo Tachosu. The Gemara never says, Menohani Mili Tameyim, Menohani Mili Arelim. So what does Tosos say? Which is Lechori, the Pashup Shat. Tosos, Samach Alphanel, from Raskol, the Oklav. Omari, the Arelim Tameyim. How come there's no answer to Menohani? Kulum Nafkim, and I Kradish, Li Achlo. They're all learned from the Pashup Oklav. I mean, Arelim Tameyim are just Hechi Tinsas of Shlomo Ochlov. Right? They came to Shlomo Ochlov, because Arelim and Tamayim can't eat. What's the difference? The Shlomo Ochlov means they physically can't eat. The guy's mamish on a feeding tube, or, you know, he's on a liquid, he can only eat liquids, he doesn't, whatever, he doesn't have any teeth, etc. The physically can't eat. Arelim and Tamayim halachically can't eat, because it's usher for an Arel to eat a Korban Pesach, and it's usher for a Tamayim to eat a Korban Pesach. Okay, so we're from Yidden. We wear our halachic glasses. Someone halachically can't eat, then they can't eat. If they physically can't eat, they can't eat. Can't is can't. What's the difference if it's halachic or physical? And therefore, it's all with if learned out from the psalm shalola ochlav. That's what Tosu says here. Chashivi kulu shalola ochlav. Okay, b'chein mashva. Then he's a dear Jew's bachim. Tosu states, harilim tmeim are merely a hechi timtzi of shalola ochlav. If you ask Tosos, how many psulim are in the Mishnah and daf samach aleph amid aleph? Tosos an answer, that Mishnah contains two psulim. One, it contains the psul of shalom nuyav. And two, it contains the psul of shalola ochlav. It's just that there are three kinds of shalola ochlav. Shalola ochlav physically, tmeim and areilim. That's the shita of Tosfos and many Rishonim. Many Rishonim agree. For example, look at the last Rashi in Samachal Famadal. The Ochlov, Haroi Lechol, Prat, who does the Ochlov exclude? He's discussing the Drusha. Who did the Drusha of the Ochlov exclude? Prat Lechol Lezakin, someone who's too sick or old to eat. Ula Arel, the Ochlov Prat La Arel. Arel is Nismaiv because he's not Ochlov. Like Tosos, Arel is a attempt of Shalola Ochlov. Vafilim and Nuim, he's mana, he can't eat. So Rashi agrees with Tosos. Okay, if you forage around the Rishonim here, you will find that many Rishonim agree with this. Rabbeinu Hanano, if I can find the small print on Amud Beis, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, says the exact same thing. And 1 second. If I can find it. Look at Rabbeinu Hananel on Samchal from Beis. There's a, like the seventh line of big word, Itmar. When he quotes Rabbi Rav Chista, remember the Oriya Yishmach Shem Tzarelim Bezrika or not? He says, Itmar, Shachlu Ochlim, Menashe, Yizkapu, Arelim. Rav Chista, our apostle, Yishmach Shem is Ochlim Bezrika. Okay. What does he say? Rabbi Hananel says, you know what they're arguing about? They're arguing about Machshavas Ochlim Bezrika. They're not arguing about Machshavas Arelim. Because Arelim is just an example of Ochlim, as he says. The problem is with Arelim, they can't eat. So Rabbi Hananel seems to agree. Okay, the Tosfos read here. I think I put that on the Makoros. Also assumes as much. I mean, he says, how do we know Machshavas Arelim is pasul? We know an Arel can't eat. Kolarelo Yochabo, but how do we know Machshavas Arelim is pasul? So he says, Mishum dechzev lefi achlo tochoshu lo tishcho samel shem ochlen ru'uyin va'arul batame enim ru'uyin lechol me'haikra nafka. So many Rishonim, what's the basis of the question, is that there is no miyot for arelim and tmeyev. They're just hefi tinses of shalola ochlov. So machsheves arelim is the same machsheves ochlen. Right? And technically, you see they're expressed the opposite. Machsheves arelim is what you're not supposed to think. Machsheves arelim, you're supposed to think ochlen. You're not supposed to think lav ochlen. Don't get distracted by that. So, here is, if you ask, how many psulim are in the Mishnah? Says Rashi, Tosfos, the Rach, and the Tosfos Rid, 2, 1, Shelolim Nuyav, 2, Shalola Ochlov, and that's why there's only 2 drushes, Mimirsas Tachosu and Lefi Ochlov. And examples of Shalola Ochlov are Temeim and Arelim. Okay, so now we have a Stira, and that's the question of Tosos de Bermaskil, Shachol Lemulin, Almanashi Ishkaper, Barelim. He asks, how can this be? Okay, what's the answer, Rabosai? What's the answer to this Stira? Right? And this must be an accepted principle. Look, what does Rava say? Rava says, I know to be nekel machsheves arelim bezrika because rika is more kal because ein machsheves ochlim bezrika. right? Meaning, Ein Machshavas Olchem Zrika is a separate thing. That's known. And then based that Rav expands to Ein Machshavas Arelim Zrika, Ein Machshavas Olchem Zrika is Yaduah. Rav expands to Ein Machshavas Arelim Zrika, which is a different principle. And Rav Chisda says Yesh Machshavas Arelim Zrika. Okay, so what's the answer? Anyone want to tell me what the Re says? Or what the Riva says? Or what anyone says? Someone want to help me out here? Someone from the Zoom want to help me out here? What's the, I mean, just push up shot. Not looking for anything fancy yet. What is Tosfos' answer? Shachtulim luyom nashis kapur areilim in the bottom of some column metal. Shachtulim luyom nashis kapur she'inim and luyom hamshit in the pasul kliyama. Dying machine you buy the pasul pesim chatos. Me or nero lebi. The hachinami kliyim shachtul ochlam nashis kapur she'inu ochlin. When Rab and Rav Chisda argue about machshavas areilim, they're also arguing about machshavas ochlin. Kigon chol v'zakein. They also argue about shachtul la ochlam nashis kapur she'inim ochlin. The pasul of Rav Chisda k'mo ba'areilim. Even though they learned from the pasuk of Kol Arel and Zos, which are written by Orla, but Orla and Arel and Shlomo Ochlov are the exact same thing. They're arguing about Shlomo Ochlov. But if they're arguing about Shlomo Ochlov, then how come they agree about Shlomo Ochlov? Avol Nizrak Shem Arel Filo of Chisimo de Kasher Ein Machshavas Ochlov Bishrika Adam Kol Makom Pashad Adam Shabbos Shafu Kol Shmaitz Over Yisbachim Kama Ashen Zvichim Faros Midal Vichitem Neil Bishrika Mal Zvichim Psul Shlomo Ochlov. It's clear all over Shas that everyone agrees Ein Machshavas Ochlin and Bizrika, Odor of Ashi, etc. What does the Re say? And who agrees with the Re? Anyone want to tell me which Rishon agrees with the Re here? Okay. The Tosfos Re. First shot is the Re and Tosfos. And the Tosfos Re. They say, of course, Ein Machshavas Ochlin and Bizrika. Ein machsheves ochlin all arelim. Again, ochlin arelim two opposite things. Shlolo ochlov or arelim. Bizrika. But according to Chisra Rashi, yesh machsheves ochlin va arelim. Oh, what's the difference? The difference is this is talking about literally zrika, right? This is talking about literally zrika. The mechashev. Bishas Zrika. If at the time of Zrika you think I am being Zorik, again, if you think I'm being Zorik for different Bailim, that's Shinui Bailim. If you think you're being Zorik for a different Karban, for an Usham, for Shlomen, that's Shinui Kodesh. But if the time of Zrika, as I throw the blood on the Mizbeach, I think I'm being Zorik for the sake of Joe and Jack, who are on feeding tubes and can't eat, or Bill and Ted, who are Arelim, or Yankel and Beryl, who are Tomei, then that's no problem. Ein Machshavas Ochlin Bizrika. What are Rav and Rav Chisda arguing about? They're not arguing about Machshavas Zrika. They use their language carefully. They're arguing about Shachdo Lemulin Amanashi Iskakur Arelim Bizrika. They're arguing in Mechashav Al Zrika Bishas Shchita. They're two different things. Machshavas Zrika Mamish, pure Zrika, does not apply to any of the special rules of Pesach. Does not apply to Arelim, does not apply to Tzmeyim, does not apply to Ochlin, and it wouldn't really apply to Menuhin, except that that happens to overlap with Shinui Bailim coincidentally. Or not coincidentally. But here, what they're arguing about is something in between Shchita and Zrika. It's not Machashav Shashchita Mamish, that Pashit Pasels, that's the main soul. It's not Mechashiv al Zrika Mamish. That's for sure. What does Zrika do with the special rule of the Pesach? It's that while you're doing Shechita, you think I'm shechting it for the right people. But I'm shechting it on condition that I'm going to be Zorik for the wrong people. That's a funny word. An in-between case. And that's the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi say Yesh Machshavas and Rava says Ein Machshavas. That's the difference between them. Very poshut. The Riva in Toso says a different shot. Says the Riva, a different shot. he says, this goes back to what we said last time about the difference between Menuyim and until now, the Ri is going with the Tosos. Menuyim and Shimon Bayim are the same thing, but the Riva says what we mentioned his name last time. Says the Riva, no, it depends. There are two different kinds of Machshavos. He's not Machalik between whether you think about Zrika while you do Zrika or you think about Zrika when you do Shchita. No, Zelo Ha'inyan. But he also says, Yesh Machshavos Ochlen Va'arelem and Ein Machshavos Ochlen Va'arelem. In our print in Tosfos, everyone agrees Ochlen and Arelem are the same thing. Because Oakland is merely a hechitensi of Shlula Oakland. So what's the difference between them? He does not think the Ri's point is a salient distinction. Rather, the Riva says the difference is what you think. Notice the Lashon. They're both based on the Lashon of Rav Chisda. Shachlu Lemulin Almanas Sheyis Kapru Bo Arelim Bizrika. This is talking about Machshavas Kapara. Machshavas Kapara is with it's like Shimon Bailim. That's Shimon Bailim kind of thing. Machshavas Kapara. That's Shimon Bailim Vol Karbanos. Who's miskaper? The answer is there's no Machshavas Ochlen Va'arelim Bekapara. That's what it means. Why? Because the whole point of Ochlen Arelim is whether or not they eat it, not whether or not they're miskaper. So here is Bim Mechashev Sheyis Kapru Bo. Bizrika. If you think I want the kapara to go to Arelim and Tmeyim and Shalom Lebo Klav, that's not a psalm. These two are not said about kapara. Kapara, look at Masechas Vachim for Shinun Baidim. But what? Well, that's. Oh, sorry, I got this wrong, right? I apologize. Take this back a second. Says the Riva, what is the This is Bimichashev She Yiskapru Bo Bizrika. If you think that the Arelim and the Tumeyim, the Shalom Oakland, would get Kapara B'Shasrika, that's controversial. Thinking you'll get Kapara B'Shasrika, does that apply to Shalom Oakland, Shalom New York, Tumeyim, L'Arelim, or not? Unclear. However, when does everyone be Mashavis Oakland? Here he emphasizes the phrase Oakland B'Shasrika, B'Mechashev She'yochluhu. Bishasrika. If Bishasrika, you think that these are Arelim and Tmeyim and Shlul Oakum, so you know, will eat it, that's irrelevant. Machshavan, who's going to eat it, is only relevant to Shchita. Machshavan, who's going to eat it, is not relevant to Zrika. Right? Shchita is for eating. You shech food to eat it. So when you shech, it's significant who you think will eat it. Zrika is for Kapara. Zrika is not for eating. Zrika is for kapara for Hashem. Zrika has nothing to do with eating. So if you think who's going to eat a b'shasrika, that's irrelevant. Because Zrika is not connected to eating. If you think who's going to get kapara b'zrika, that's relevant. Zrika is about kapara. It's just a machlokes. Whether Zrika, right? What's the svara? That achila is not relevant to Zrika. So there's no hafamina. However, kapara is relevant to Zrika. Kapara is relevant to Zrika. Kapara is relevant to Zrika. And if you think Shinoi Bailim for kapara is Zrika, then, and it doesn't look differently thinking Bishas Achila on Zrika or thinking Bishas Zrika on Zrika, then that's absurd. We just don't know if this Chiddush of Shlul Ochlav and Le'erim Le'tmeya was said about the kapara of Zrika or not. Is relevant to Zrika. It's just a machlokes. Whether the din of Shlola Ochlav La'arelin Vilitmeyim applies. It's relevant. It could make sense. Meaning, thinking that who gets kapur from Zrika is a relevant thing, a logical thing that Hashem can be mocked on. Or maybe he's not Machbanon. He could or could not be Machbanon because it's a relevant thing. But thinking assumes that he eat a pshas because it's just irrelevant. So of course the Torah is not mocking on it. Okay, that's the Rivaz distinction. And it's obviously based on the idea we saw yesterday that there's a difference in thinking who gets kapara and thinking who's going to eat it, which was a chiddush that not all Rishonim agreed with in the, when they struggled with relation Rishonim, Nuyav, and Shinu Vayim. That is the second approach. The third approach is not found in Tosfos on the Daf, but is found in the Tosfos Shans. The Tosfos Shans is explicit. He says, I have a different approach against my Rebbe, this Rebbe being the Reed. He says, this occurred to my Rebbe, this occurred to me. The Tosfos Shans had a different approach. What was the Tosfos Shans' approach? What did the Tosfos Shans say? One second. Says the Tosfos Shans, El al karchach kaven the pasul of chizkis shachto the mulam and ashi's kapar reilim who adin mishas rika chishav reilim the pasul. Hilchach lo, right? He says he disagrees with this Rebbe. He doesn't. He disagrees with this Rebbe. He says no. If Rav Chisda pasul's thinking about it, mishas rika mishas shchi, they also pasul's thinking mishas rika. That's not a relevant difference. So what is the relevant difference? Hilchach lo matzah rabbi min kahaman lo shavas ochlin de mod rav chista the avgam the pasur chista machshavas are reilim mizrika and mishum the yolfu lakam mikra but machshavas ochlin the lo ashgan kra less of b'shas rika says Tosfos Shans what Tosfos denied what Tosfos did not allow says the Tosfos Shans he says yesh machshavas according to everyone but Rava are reilim mizrika which the chora is how we hold not like Rava. Ain Machsheves Ochlin Bizrika. He says Arelim are not the same as Ochlin. How can you say Arelim are not the same as Ochlin? Means denying everything we've been saying till now. How many psukim are in the Mishnah? All these very basic Rashi, Rechanan, Tosfos, Tosfos Rid said two psukim. Sholem Lui, Shlom Ochlav. That Shlom Ochlav is Hichi Tenses. You know, like you could break that however many you want. You could say, yeah, Shlomo Ochlov because they're sick, Shlomo Ochlov because they're old, Shlomo Ochlov because of this, you know. And you could say, Shlomo Ochlov because they're tummy. Just give an example, Shlomo Ochlov. However, what did Tosfos Shans say? Says in Tosfos Shans, three. At least, you know, I don't know if he has something up his sleeve about Tuma, but at least as of now, I don't find anything up his sleeve about Tuma. One, Shlomo the Nuyav. Right, which is able to eat, just wasn't signed on to this karbad. Two, shalom ochla from the ochla tachosu, and an example of shalom ochla is tmeyan. I'm assuming he doesn't relate to tmeyan, but I'm assuming so proven otherwise. Three, arelim, machshavas arelim. As everyone pointed out, there's only two psukim. Mesas tachosu, the ochla tachosu. What's the mucker for the Sulam Achsheves Arelim? Again, I don't mean the mucker white world can't eat Pesach. That is first grade, called Arel Lo Yochabo, it says in the Chumash. I mean the mucker of white thinking an Arel would eat and passes the Pesach. So he says, because of the Psukim over here in the Shaklim Atari Samachal Bon Days. What are the Psukim? Notice what the Psukim say. Kol Arel Lo Yochabo. And what are we darshan from Kol Arel Lo Yochabo? According to Rav Chista and Rava at first, only if you have all Arelim, it's pasul. But if you think part Arelim and part Ulim, it's pasul. That can't apply to the eating. Doesn't make any sense. No drusha. What, you think there's a drusha that if all Arelim eat it, it's pasul? But if some Arelim eat and some Ulim eat, it's kasher? What do you mean? It's already kasher before we serve it to the people who eat. Whoever eats it is not going to change whether it's kasher or pasul. It's not can't refer to eating. If you're saying, all Arelim were half and half, that can't refer to eating, must be referring to Machshava. And that's what Ravashi learns from Zos. And certainly, Zos, this applies to Shechita, but not to Zerika. It's obviously not referring to who eats it. They eat it. That's not Shechita or Zerika. That's Achila. It's referring to what you think. So when he says, from the Psukim of Kulin Zos, we are Mendayak, a third soul, that until now we might have thought that Arelim, the attempts of Shlomo Ochlov, But now we see from Kol and Zos that Arelim is a Psol Machshava, is an independent Psol Machshava. And what's the Makar? Here the Makar is B'michsas. And Techosu, here the Makar is Lefi Achlo. Here the Makar is B'michsas. Techosu, the Makar is Lefi Achlo. And here the Makar is Kol and Zos. Ah, I understand. That's a bit of a far out drusha. They're all drushas. But that's the drusha. From Kol and Zos, we learn the Psol Machshava of Arelus. That's the chiddush of the Tosfos Shatz. That we learn of Psol Arelus from Kol and Zos. And that is a fascinating chiddush. I mean, everyone else says, what's the problem with an Arel? The problem with an Arel is that he can't eat. They say, no, there's a more fundamental problem with an Arel. Right? Meaning, an Arel is more chomer than someone who can't eat. That's what we learned from Kolin Zos. An Arel is more chomer than someone who can't eat. Okay, why would an Arel be more chomer than someone who can't eat? I think that's obvious to all of us. Right? Meaning, there are many ways in which an Arel is more chomer than someone who can't eat. Obviously, someone who can't eat is a technical problem. Right? You have machshava of a technical problem of feeding it to someone who can't eat, and that's a fundamental problem because you're thinking about eating Karban Pesach in a way that's impossible, so you're not thinking about eating it properly. An RL is more problematic than that. Why? Because an RL is not just a technical problem he can't eat. Tomei is a technical problem he can't eat. A guy is Tomei? What is that? What is, in fact, he's Tomei. The fact that he buried his sister yesterday, what does that do with Karban Pesach? Answer that. It's not a technical problem. Once he buried his sister, he's now Tomei Thomas Mace for 7 days. Once he's Tomei, he can't eat kachim, and then he's technically stuck. The guy's in a hospital on a feeding tube. What does that have to do with Karban Pesach? It's a technical problem because he can't swallow the meat. The guy's in RL says that those are shans. I'm not saying everyone else disagrees, because everyone else doesn't build on that here. The idea is very first grade. Says those shans. An RL is not just a technical problem. If you're thinking that a Karban Pesach should go to an RL, that's a fundamental problem. Because RL is the opposite of Karban Pesach. The whole point of Karban Pesach is the bris of Hashem. Right? That's the whole point of Karban Pesach. The whole point of Karban Pesach is we made a bris of loyalty to Hashem. And the whole point of an RL is that he doesn't have a bris with Hashem. And therefore, don't think an RL is just a hitintra shlola ochlam. No, machshevas arelim is much worse than machshevas shlola ochlam. Machshevas shlola ochlam is a technical problem. It's a bad technical problem. Because you're undermining the practicality of application of this carbon. But RL is a much worse problem, machshava. You are thinking to undermine the whole idea behind this carbon. Because if you're thinking that this carbon pesach is for an RL, then you're thinking that this is not representing our bris with Hashem, because it's for someone who doesn't have this bris with Hashem. And therefore, that's a fundamental problem. That is the svara of the Tosfos Shatz, that an RL is more chomer than Shlola Ochlav. Okay, who agrees with the Tosfos Shatz? Yes. Yes.
Is the RL really so bad if we're talking about a case of his brothers dying?
Rashi says that. What's the case of RL? Rashi in a few places. It's unclear. The Achron would go to town here why he had to say that in this particular context. Rashi in a few places says RL means meso echad machmas mila. Why? Because he says, well, if he's an RL on purpose, because he's just not from, then he's also ben nechar. He's not only an RL. So why are they possible to ben nechar means someone who's not from, in addition to a guy, perhaps? So Rashi says, the RL, if he is from, his brothers died, so he had a turp, because nefesh. For not doing brismila. So you'd ask, is the RL really so bad if he has a valid excuse? So my answer would be that, and here I'm going to be a little harsh, perhaps, and maybe, you know, really this is a much bigger philosophical issue which transcends the boundaries of this page of Shas. But you know, is the RL really so morally bad? No, how can you say he's morally bad if he is a patur of pikuach nefesh? Obviously not. But I still think that, you know, this is a general. I guess this is more general hashkafa question. A lot of people have excuses for not doing a lot of things. Sometimes there are luckily valid excuses, like meso echa machmas mila. Sometimes there are not luckily valid excuses, but we try to judge everyone the kafsa plus, et cetera, et cetera. All right, if Moshe could daven for the Jews after the Chag Meraglim and the Igel Azav, then we could also try to make excuses for our fellow Jews. Okay, The question is, where do you go with someone who has a valid excuse? Okay, Rabbi, ask to get and condemn the person.
Rabbi, can you say the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam? Just say that, Rabbeinu Tam says that an RL is someone who's scared of a milah.
Rashi says her other. You could say the RL here is someone who's scared to have a bris mila and therefore doesn't, you know, is not willing to sacrifice for the bris. But I think you're absolutely right. But Rashi here says Meso Echa, but I don't have to match Rashi with those shots, obviously. And Rashi clearly does not match those shots. But you're right. You could say it's someone who didn't purposely not have a bris mila, but out of laziness / fear didn't have a bris mila. But I think even someone purposely didn't have a bris mila. You know, when someone has a valid excuse for something, how do we look at that? Do we then look at that? This is a klali hashkafa lemaisa question. Someone has a valid excuse for not keeping the Torah 100%. A little valid, a lot valid, mamish halachically airtight valid, like this case. How do we look at it? Do we look at it and say, well, okay, then let's like include everything and everything and it's all equally good because everyone has an excuse? And that's on the one hand, has the advantage of, you know, not excluding people and making people feel good, etc. At a certain point, then, everyone has excuse for everything and you're not mocked on anything. And then there are no standards and no, there's no avira left. Or do you say, even someone who has an excuse for not having a bris mila, lemaisa, they're still missing that bris. Lemaisa is still missing that bris. Lemaisa, think about them, and Pesach still undermining the bris. I understand they're not a bad person for not having a bris mila, but treating not having a bris mila as the same as having a bris mila is undermining the bris. In my personal hashkafa, transcending the bounds of this daf, I think one needs to have a very careful balance. Obviously, to go around saying, you know, whoever's a Torah Pikuach Nefesh or this or that is a Russia, a terrible person, is the Oker Yisrael, is wrong on many levels. On the other hand, you know, by the time we get through modern life, saying it's okay that some people don't do this, okay, some people don't do that, it's okay, some people don't do the other thing, and therefore it's not a big deal, and therefore it's all part of our ideal picture of how we, you know, paint the Kfar HaTorah in the, you know, in our version of the Kfar HaTorah picture book for kids, is also undermining Judaism. And it's a very delicate balance. And I think here, you're right, it could be that the Tosfos Shas would make more sense if he's talking about someone who purposely didn't have a bris mila. But I think even someone who ba'onis didn't have a bris mila, you're still undermining the bris if you think that's compatible with Korban Pesach. Not because he's a Russia bad guy, but because you're undermining the bris. If you think you can have a Korban Pesach without a bris mila, if you think even one guy can be in a Korban Pesach without a bris mila, maybe even mitzvah according to the Rav Chisda at the beginning of the sugya, then you're undermining the nature of Korban Pesach because you're saying that it's not part of a bris, it's part of excuses for avoiding a bris. And I know it's a very delicate balance, and one needs sensitivity, etc., but it's a delicate balance of sensitivity towards ideals and sensitivity towards people's real life. Okay,
And Rabbeinu Tam in Maseches Chagiga, how do you, that says that an onus is not an is not considered to be an aura.
Okay, so he would take that again, you're right. I'm not here to be machriya machlokes rishonim. I'm here to explain the more mechudas shita. Rabbeinu Tam would say this is a case where the balance is such that that he's not a fee, that we're allowed, or we allow ourselves more flexibility. Okay, that's the easy to understand shita. Correct. In a chanami, it's not. It's mamish. But the answer is, let's keep in mind. The answer to Lomani Yorah there also was you get another chance a month. What if you're coming a month? At a certain point, you know, tough luck, right? And if not, you get a bris mila in a month. Okay, maybe not exactly, but, you know, even there are limits to the Lomani Yorah. Okay, Viter. Anyway, here are the three shots. What I just want to discuss next is, Rabosai, is, okay, why did each, who agrees with the Tosfos Shatz? Right? Who agrees with the Tosfos Shatz? Come on, guy. I need to get some participation even when we're not discussing something Ashkafic. The Rambam agrees with the Tosfos Shatz. Obviously, he doesn't say it in quite so many words, but I think it's abundantly clear that the Rambam agrees with the Tosfos Shatz. Let's read the Rambam. Perek Beis Olach Vav. Shachto l'mulim v'zorek adam l'shem mulim v'arelim pasol. Shazrika chamor shu ikra karba. Right, so first of all, he passes like Rav Chisda. Interesting why. Maybe we'll get back to it in a moment. He says, you shochet l'mulam, but you're zorik adam from mulam ba'arelim, it's pasul. That's what Chistu says. Zos means in shchita only kula arla is pasul. But in zrika, even half arla is pasul. Shochet l'mulam she'iskapu ba'arelim, that's the exact case of Rabbi Rechista, pasul, shari yesh machshev zareelim b'zrika. There is machshev zareelim b'zrika. Shachtu le'ochlav, l'zor domesh lo le'ochlav, ha'pesach kosher, ... l'vishay machshev is ochlav b'zrika. Very clear. He has the same case. Shachtu, but for the good people, almanas. Shachtu for the good people, lizrodomo for the bad people. By arelim, it's possible. Yesh machshev is arelim mizrika. By ochlim, it's kosher because ein machshev is ochlim mizrika. The Rambam is clearly on the side of the Tosos Shatz. There's a difference in machshev is arelim, machshev is and machshev is ochlim. The Rambam is clearly on that side. Okay, now, just why do each of these three reasons disagree with the other reasons? L'chora, let me be very clear. I think all these reasons, you know, a reasonable high school, you know, Talmud could have thought of if you asked him this question. So why do we show him each disagree with these other reasons? So here, I think it's not so hard with why do the other two shitos disagree. So let's start with Tosfos Shatz and the Rambam. We know exactly why the other shitas disagree, right? I mean, Tosfos even tells us at the beginning of maybe he doesn't tell us in quite so many words, but it's obvious. It's obvious for Shakuntari. He keeps saying, oh, Arla and Ophel is the same thing. This is Lashitas it over here. Right? Because Savri de Arelim the Ochlim Hang Psul Echad. They think Arelim is just a chitimtzi of Ochlim. Right? Meaning Arelim is just an example of Shalola Ochlov. Right? And that's Shana Samach Aleph Amin Aleph. Samach Aleph Amin Aleph not immediately. There's no possible part Relim in Tzmeim. It's just example of Fli Achlo. So they think we haven't changed our mind about that. That's why they disagree. Why do the other Rishonim disagree with the Riva? Okay, the truth is one can think of different reasons why the other Rishonim disagree with the Riva, I admit. It could be. Here it's obvious. They tell us very, very explicitly why they disagree. Yeah, I can think of various reasons why the other Rishonim disagree with Riva. Maybe one of the reasons is because, and this goes back to what we said last time on the board of Ebenuyim and Bailin, maybe they just don't acknowledge this distinction between who's going to eat it and who gets kapara. Meaning, maybe they think, no, who gets kapara and who's going to eat it is just different ways of saying the same thing. If I think Pony's going to eat it, I think Pony's getting kapara. If I think Pony's getting kapara, I think Pony's going to eat it. There is no separation between who's going to eat it and who gets kapara. Unlike the Riva, who says, no, there's two different kinds of bailas. And unlike the Grizz, who says, in all carbonos, there's two different kinds of bailas. Maybe they think it could be other things, but maybe they don't acknowledge a distinction between kapara and achila. After all, what does kapara mean? What's the kapara? It's not you did a sin, you bring the korban pesach. Kapara means like kilo getting the spiritual benefit in shamayim. The spiritual benefit in shamayim is that you're going to eat it. No, that is korban pesach, you know? And this ties into the discussion we had on the board last time, if I'm not mistaken. That what's really human shalom nuyav and shinoi bailin. So the Riva and others said, the difference is whether you're thinking about who's going to eat it or thinking about who gets kapara. Right? But lots of other Rishonim said there's no difference, right? Or there's another difference, right? Maybe because they don't really recognize the distinction. And this applies into here. This is made perhaps Toloi on last year. Meaning, what's the relationship between Shimri Bail and Shalom Nugyam? If you think there's a difference in Kapar and Akhila, you could make the two different things. If you think there's no different thing, Kapar and Achila, you have to make them the same thing, perhaps. Okay, this is what I want to focus on a little now. think about it. Now, on the one hand, you see, it's not so obvious because they use parallel lashon when they're describing this case, and when they're describing this case. But on the other hand, it is striking. They said, shachtol l'mulin, almanas, sheyiskapru bar-arelu. Shachtol l'mulin, almanas, sheyiskapru bar-arelu. So this is, b'shrita almanas, sheyiskapru b'shrita. And this is all about shrita mamish. That's a hard distinction. So why do the other Rishonim disagree? Now, if one wanted to be less lundish, one could say there's a very good technical reason they disagree. Because Tosos quotes that by Ches, I'm an Aleph, well, I think it might really go base. Shachtel Oklov, Lizro Damash Lola Oklov. Exactly this case, you were shechting for Oklov, but at the time of Shechita, you had in mind Lizro Damash Lola Oklov. It's kosher. So that says that, no, even... That's against the Ri. It says, even the Mechashim is Rikav Shashchita is kosher. That's against the Ri. What does the Ri have to do? The Ri has to change the Gersa there and say, no, that didn't mean you thought about Rikav Shashchita. He changed the Gersa, meaning you thought about Rikav Shashrika. So it could be they disagree because they don't want to change the Gersa in that Gemara. But let's analyze this conceptually. Conceptually, does the Ri make sense or not? He says, no, there's a fundamental difference between thinking about Zrika during Shchita and thinking about Zrika during Zrika. They're two different things. Okay. Do you have to agree with that or not? Here, I think the Tosos Rid has one line which sort of cracks this nut. Is this obvious? How would you analyze this sheet of the Re and the Tosos Rid? You want to analyze the Revas. So we discussed that last time. You want to analyze Tosos Shans. So that's obvious. The relationship between Arelim and Ochlin. Is Arelim the same as Ochlin? Is it different than Ochlin? Do you go by the Psukim Haman Aleph? Do you go by the Psukim Haman Beis? I mean, you go by both Pesukim, but you go by the Pesukim Amad Aleph, and then just integrate the Pesukim Amad Beis into the framework of Amad Aleph, which is what Tosfos does. Or do you say, no, the Pesukim Amad Beis are adding a new category to the Pesukim Amad Aleph, which is what Tosfos Shans does. How do you analyze this from both sides? Do you think he's right in Svara? Don't give me the Girsa. Misvara, is he right that this is a good distinction? Says, what do you mean? Thinking about Zerika during Shechita, this is very different. Thinking about Zerika and Shasrika.
It means Zerika, Zerika. Why is it when
you're... Aha! They're thinking about Zerika is thinking about Zerika. Right? Says Binyamin. That's a bunch of... Listen to this line in the Tosas Rid. Says the Tosas Rid, Rabosai, the Kevin de B'shah Shechita Chishav ala Zerika. You're listening? Ke'ilu Chishav ala Shechita, dummy. Kevan de B'shah Shechita Chishav ala Zerika. Ke'ilu Chishav ala Shechita, dummy. Okay, and what might the other Rishonim say if they had to paraphrase this line? Mechashe kevin de b'shashchita chishav al azrika. What might the other Rishonim say? Chishav al azrika, dummy. It is mechashe al shchita b'shashchita ki'ilu mechashe al shchita. In which case, a great distinction. Yeah, this is shchita. That's rika. This is shchita that's connected to zrika. But this is rika, or no? This is Rika, and that's Rika. Not my Kiddush. Says everyone in this Makor sheet, Reb Chaim, and the other Achronim, they say that is exactly the Nekudas HaMachlokas. The Rit says it very nicely. Why? Because you might say the Ri and the Rid, and the Rid is explicitly, and I'm claiming the Ri would agree. What do they say? They said, let me quote again the words of the Tosas Rid. Someone memorized them and read them back to me. Kevan de b'shash shchita chishav al azrika. Kevan de b'shash shchita chishav al azrika. Kevan de b'shash shchita chishav. Okay, at least according to Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi, we paskin like. I know Rav with this. I'm dealing according to Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi, we paskin like, right? Because other Rishonim is paskin like Rav Ashi, and the Rav paskin like Rav Chisda. No one paskin like Rav. That's what the Rid and the Ri say. But then what might the Riva and the Tosos Shans of the Rambam say, according to this? So, maybe you could extrapolate from there, take another step. The Rambam, what might that they say? They might say, Ilu Chishev al Azrika Dami. or kilu, let's say a little better, kilu chishat.
Bishat. Bishat.
Bishat srika dami. Exactly. Or bisrika. Right? That's good enough. Kilu chishat srika dami. Meaning, maybe what we have here is a hakira, the hakira, the grit. Not the hakira, the grit. Hakira is the grit. It's just the grit is the first one to like start his paragraph by saying, let's make a hakira. And what else, like token either analysis, what of this hakira? And Reb Chaim, he just can start with the words, let's make the hakira. Why? Because Reb Chaim is a sacred mission. The grit started sheer with, let's make a hakira. One second, let's just take a board. Let's read the Grizz. There's a concept called Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda. It's not clear if Yochanan Mishlokish whether we always say Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda or not. Whether when I do Avoda X and I think about the wrong thing in Avoda Y, right? I'm Shochet Almanas Lizrok with a bad Machshava. Is that a psul or not? We possibly Yochanan is a psul. Right? Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda. That's Zvachim Daf Yod, says the Grizz. In a psul machnas kavana shlo l'shma bizrika. If during shkita I think that zrika is the psul because of the zrika. Oh, the efshel lo mendo machashim b'shkita l'zrika shlo l'shma nefshel kilo chishem shlo l'shma b'shkita. That's a hakira. When a machashim avod l'avod is the psul really in the zrika or is the psul really in the shkita? Right, that's the grizz hakira. So yesh lachkor nireli. In this case, machashim avod l'avod. Right, I'm shochet. I'm an aswat, that the Arim should get kapara from the Zrika. During Shemitah, I have a bad machshava about Zrika. Okay, and let's assume, okay, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that if during X I have a bad machshava, I have in mind I have a bad machshava about Y, that's absurd. The question is, what's the nature of that absurd? So, Yeshwach Kord. So here the Gris has an answer in the Chakir. But not everyone is convinced by that answer. And I understand in a subtle, someone could easily say, well, in this, it's like Shchita, in that, it's like Zrika, but, you know, let's at least in general terms. Here we have Mechashvin, Me'avoda, La'avoda, Kigon, Mechashev, Bishas, Shchita, Al Zrika, right? It'll be much easier with an example. So what is the Grizz's Hakira? Is it Ilu Chishev? Is it, let's say, a soul of Machsheva Shechita? I basically did Shechita with the wrong Kavana. The Rebbe, usually someone who does shechita with bad kavana, says, I'm shechting shalom l'shma, I'm shechting l'shem this, l'shem that. This guy had a weird way of doing shechita with the wrong kavana. He said, I'm shechting that this rika should be for the wrong person. But he still did shechita with a bad kavana. He just did shechita with a bad kavana with some funny words thrown in extraneously. Or no. It's a soul of machsheves rika. When I do shechita al menach l'zrok shalom l'shma, I understand. Says everyone, it doesn't mean literally the psul is chal b'shasrika. Psul is chal now. Question is, what type of psul is chal now? He says, no. It's as if now I was zorik shalom l'shma. Is it as if I was shochet shalom l'shma? Let's take the example of psul shalom l'shma, or as if I was zorik shalom l'shma. Meaning, k'ilu shachah shalom l'shma. That's the original example of Rabbi Yochanan. Or k'ilu zorak shalom l'shma. That's the big question. Okay, and Reb Chaim is very convinced. And Reb Chaim ties into our sugar. Reb Chaim is very convinced, at least with Das HaRamba, that, well, let's read the Ramba. Why is Reb Chaim convinced? Not Stam.
what does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam in this case, Yerushal L'shma, in Perek Tes Vav Absumim Kedoshal Achiyud, Shachtel L'shma V'chishe M'shah Shchitel M'zogdom Eshal L'shma. That's the case. I raise a psula. L'fish M'chashmi Avod L'avodah. The Zol Samach Shava, listen, contrast this with those written. Zol Samach Shava Shechitze B'shah Shchita, Ge'ilu Chishe B'shah Shrika. That's pretty explicit. Ge'ilu Chishe B'shah Shrika. Okay, that's the Rambam. Right? Who goes on this side? Right? The Rambam says, Ge'ilu Chishe B'shah Shrika. That's the Rambam. And Rav Chaim really takes this and runs with it, and thinks as opposed to the Tosfos Rid. Well, if the loss of the Tosfos Rid, I will write it again. It's worth writing twice. Ki'ilu chishev al hashchita, dummy. Those are basically the two sides of. This Chakira. Okay, there are the Griz is very convinced. The Griz does not relate to the Rambam here at all. He's very convinced that this side is correct. He doesn't know Griz. He doesn't know Rambam. He's just talking Svara. But he's just talking Svara. He has a bunch of proofs. Okay, each of his proofs is fascinating. I don't want to talk about them right now. But one of his interesting proofs is, and this is really for another time, he says, well, one of the places that they learned this idea of Hashem Rova is from Tate. What does it mean? If I think when I do the Avoda that I'm going to feed it to the Mizbeah or a person tomorrow, then that's possible. Let's say when I do the Avoda, I think I'm going to eat it tomorrow. Something's only for one day. I think I'm going to eat it day after tomorrow. That's possible. It's not a solemn day of eating because it's obviously a soul in the Avoda. So that shows up soul what I'm doing now, but not what I'm thinking about. Okay, one could ask, and here is what the Keren Ora goes to count on, is that necessarily the real Makar or not? Is that necessarily the real Makar or not? It could be that. No, there are other Makaras, so we don't necessarily rely on that Makar. One could also ask very fascinatingly, what's really the nature of Pigel? You know, is Pigel just a bad machshava when I'm doing something? Or is Pigel really, no, as if I did what I'm thinking about. Like, if I think to eat it tomorrow, then I'm kind of curious if I eat this meat today. Is that because I messed up the avoda, or is that because, no, since I thought I was going to eat it tomorrow, any eating is as if I'm eating it tomorrow. You know, there is a line, but again, we're not getting into this. Pigel is a very, very big suga. There is a line in Zvachim, Daf Yud Gimel, which says, Asaba machshava kimaseh. Whatever I'm thinking about is if I did it. So even a pigle, not so posh at that. I understand the psalm is calm now. We're not asking what time the psalm is calm. The psalm is calm now. We're asking what the nature of the psalm. Even a pigle, maybe it's just, ki'ilu I did a bad tzrika, or maybe it's no, ki'ilu I already saved it till after the time, and it's already no sir. Okay, but that's not for us now. Okay, the Grizz is other rayas, but they're not mukhrachos. Tosos, I just want to point out that on that sukya in Zvachim Daf Yod, there's a Tosos, and it's more explicit than Shitnu Gebetzes. Keep in mind, the Shitnu Gebetzes in Zvachim is composed of only two things. Number one, Hagos and Gersa, he fixed the Gersa from, because he had a different Gersa, and those are the very short ones. The long ones are just other Bali Tosos. Just like if we learn, Zvachim. We'll say, we have the Tosos printed, but we also have a book of Tosos made in Paris, and also a book of Tosos Rush, and also a book of Tosos Shans. Again, this pair of only Tosos Shans survived. So on Zvachim and Kachem also, they had different books of different Tosos. The only thing is, we don't have any of the original books. They were all lost. But the Shidduch Metz had all the books, and that's mostly what he puts on the side, which is the other version of Tosos. And he sometimes ends by telling you which Tosos he was quoting. This one, I think he does end by telling you he's quoting Tosos Toch. Anyway, it's just very explicit in the Shidduch Betzes. If you look at Shidduch Betzes on Zvachim Yoram and Aleph, you have the Bar Mokom Os Dalid. He says, listen to this. The Ikal Meimar B'Shochet Amanas Lizrok Domo Shalol L'Shmo Din Hu Sheyehi Pasol. It should be Pasol. Kedin Imchishe B'Shrika Atzma Shalol L'Shmo Ah, Paskin Rabbi Nachman Lizman Shalishma is Kedin. What's his loshing it? Imchishe Bezrika Atmer Shalishma. That sounds very much like the Rambam,
right? So the sheet in the Kubet says, in Zvachim, Daf Yud of an Aleph, Sivkat Dalid also says,
he says, I'll read it again, Kedin Imchishe Bezrika Atmer Shalishma. Not in Chisha Veshchita Shol Lashma. Okay, so here we have a very, very clear Chakira. What does Reb Chaim and many, many, many other Achronim say about this Chakira? They say the Nafkamina of this Chakira is our Sugya. And how do they know the Nafkamina is our Sugya? Because the Ramah works out Lashitase. The Tosrit is not working out Lashitase because we just said this far in our Sugya. Not called the Shitase in this sugya, he tells you what Svara is. Shitase means he tells you Svara someplace else. You put it together. Okay, so he points out the Rambam's Lashitase says what the Nafkamina is our sugya. What do we mean our sugya? Let's just get this example down. How about Eimach Shevus Ochlim? We all know Eimach Shevus Ochlim is Rika, right? Eimach Shevus Ochlim is Rika. How about Shave is Shashkita Lizrodomo Shalola Ochlov. So here is the Rin and the Re. Awesome. Evil Shave Lishkot. That's basically what the Rid says. Obviously, according to Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi. Okay. However, the Rambam Lashitase, the Ode. Now again, I don't know. The Tosos Shans and the Rivaru with the Rambam. Maybe they're like the Tosos Toch, you know, there's different Bali Tosos, right? So I can't tell which, you know, if it was a Tosos Toch here, I say Tosos Toch, the Shitase, and Shinugrets is there. Here I don't know. But the Rambam Shitase Node says Kusher. Why is it Kusher? I would say Pashat. Ki'ilu, Kishav, Lizrog. Ki'ilu, let me just say better. I apologize. Ki'ilu, Shachat Shalola Ochlov. While the Rambam would say Kosher, because the Rambam's Lashitase. Kilu Zarak Shalola Ochlov. Again, Rav Chaim pointed out, and before Rav Chaim they pointed out, Rav Chaim just goes on with many other Iyunim, that this is the Rambam Lashitase. Okay, so I really think this Chakira underlies our Sugya. There could be many other Nafkaminas. There could be many other Nafkaminas, perhaps. There could be many other nafkaminas to this Hakira, some of which we're trying to bring up, which are not necessarily as Mokrach. I think this is very, very clear that I'll just throw out some other nafkaminas. I thought perhaps one could say the interesting discussion of Tosfos. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the Rishani, right? The Yerushalmi here has a discussion. I didn't put the Yerushalmi in the course sheet because the Yerushalmi here is really mamish kamad, impossible to understand. It's very, very, very difficult. I put in brackets the Karen Ora, who quotes the Yerushalmi as one shot in the Yerushalmi. It's not very so clear if that shot is correct in the Yerushalmi or not. But the Yerushalmi, the Karen Ora claims there's some achlokes in the Yerushalmi. But there's at least one day in the Yerushalmi that's very clear. He claims there are 3 days in the Rishalmi, not clear exactly how many, but what does he go for 1 day in the Rishalmi? Give me a second. I hope I have it in this. Hold on a second. Here we are. Says the Yerushalmi. And
says Rabba, the Tam is Nasa Mishar Rishona Bishkitaso. Nasa Mishar Rishona Bishkitaso. That really sounds like the Tosos reads there. Nasa Mishar Rishona Bishkitaso. And then there's a later on, a Rav Mona Mishim Rav Yudin, who says, Kol Sheyavo Lo'osa Avodah Bu Mechashifa. Now it's very unclear what this means, but the Karen Or says maybe this is Machlok Samarav in Yerushalmi. So maybe, right, there's not enough Kamina. But maybe it's a Machlokes Amorayim in Yerushalmi. Problem is, it's very hard to know exactly what they mean. Here we have Rabba. He says, Nase Kishoche Mitchiloso. I'm just taking out the money words. Nase Kishoche Mitchiloso. As opposed to Rav Mana Amar of Yudin, who says, let me find it again. Rav Mana Bishim Rav Yudin, he says, Kol Sheyava Lo'osa Avoda V'hu Mechashifla. Rav Mana Bishim Rav Yudin, Kol Sheyava Lo'osa Avoda V'hu Mechashifla. Whatever the... Meaning, again, it's really hard to figure out what they mean in Yerushalmi, but what the Karen Aron says is that, no, Rabba is saying, if you're shokin of an ass, with a bad machshava, it's not like you're shokin mitchiloso with a bad machshava. That's what Tosfos read. And Rabba wants to review it and says, no, whenever if you would get to that machshava, it's possible. So it's possible if you think about it in advance. Meaning, it's ge'ilu you were bala osa avoda and mechashivla. Right? This is the one that's an interpretation. He wants to say it's machlokes in Yerushalmi. Okay, sorry. Let's get back to where we were. It could be a machlokes, might be the question of Tosos on the top of Samachal von Beit, of Chistam or Apostle. If, fascinating, fascinating question. If you were shoche lemulim al menashe is kapar barin bizrika. Is that considered machshava of pure arelim? Or is that considered machshava of mulim and arelim? So obviously in our sugya, actually, that's not obvious. But Tosfos says that that it's considered lo psichi bamulim bizrika. What do I mean? Let's just put this in. How about, sorry, fishave. Shachat. How about this case? Shachat the Ochlin Almanas Sheyiskapru Bo Sheena Ochlin Bizrika. Is that like Machshavas Lo Ochlin or Machshavas Lo Ochlin Vishlo Ochlin? Says the Yerushalmi, and this is clearly Rabba in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it is. Kishoche la'ochlav v'shalol la'ochlav. After all, b'shashchita, you thought ochlav b'shashchita, you also thought she'en ochlav b'shashchita. It's like a mixed. While Tosos here says, right, Tosos, samachal from Beis, Dibur Hamasko, Rav Chista, says Tosfos, no. It's ilu chishev rak shalolo ochlov. Right, so lo psichi bay ochlin, or here he says mulin bizrika. Right, so mulin harilim, but Tosfos doesn't make a difference. Right, he says, no, this is a pure machshava shalolo ochlov. So it could be that depends on our chakira. If thinking b'shashchita about zrika is as if you thought about zrika, then it's even a shchita only ochlen and zrika only shalola ochlen, and it's rak shalola ochlen. But if it's all about b'shashchita, then it's about thinking about joint mulin arelim. Lemaisa, the problem is that Tosfos would be against a re, and I don't want Tosfos to be. You could say
three
va, but you could say three va. But I really don't. I'm really not convinced this is mochrach. I think there's only mochrach one way. I think it's mochrach that if the Rambam Tosfos Shamsin approach, if you take the Rambam's approach, you have to say it's as if pure soul l'ochlav. But I think even if you take the Tosfos Ritz approach and the Ritz approach, you could say also say like Tosfos Dibur Maskel Rav Chisda, in my opinion. Like, I think there's a one way not to be it's mocher one way, not the other way. Because lemaisa, even though it's as if you thought shechita l'ochlin, and it's as if you thought shechita l'ochlin, you still didn't combine them. You know, you had two machshavos and shechita, but you didn't combine them because you could consider it two separate chaluyos of machshavos shechita. Yes, it's all Meshchita, but maybe they're two separate Chaluyos Machshav and Meshchita, and therefore they're not mixed. Meaning, to save it, you might need to mix them. Here, you have two Machshavas, but you didn't mix them. Okay. Yesh l'ayin in that. And then it would be Ke'ilu Chishiv Rak L'Ochlov and Ke'ilu Chishiv Rak Shmuel L'Ochlov. Right? So maybe that would be a problem. Okay, this is totally really a sugya that appears one daf later in Samuel Gimel and Aleph. So the Yesh l'ayin. I end up some Gimel and Aleph, where the principles come across as how mixed do they have to be. Okay, let me throw in some other nafkaminas. Another nafkamina, this is here where there are chayim masupik about whether you can get out of this nafkamina or not, but a very fascinating question. How about the fear of Chisda? Why do I say the fear of Chisda? Remember, Chisda says in Shechita only pure Arelim is a problem. Mixed Arelim Mulim is okay. But in Shechita, even a mixed Arelim and Mulim is a problem. Fear of Chisda, what's the din of Shochet Almanas Lizrodamo Lemulin Vla'arelim? Right? Shochet Lemulin. Almanas Lizrodamo Lemulin Vla'arelim. Right? You're... What am I claiming here? Yechora, this should depend, because we know, according to Rav Chisda, not Rav Ashi and not Rabba, according to Rav Chisda, mixture, mulav arelim, is possible b'zrika and kosher b'shchita. So, if you say it's ki'ilu b'shashchita, then lechora you should say, lechora you should say, that it is kosher. Ki'ilu shachat l'mulim v'la arelim. But if you say it's as if you did the zrika, then you say it's puzzle. Ki'ilu zarak lemulim v'la arelim, which is puzzle only the fear of Chisda. That's why I said only fear of Chisda. And here Reb Chaim goes back and forth in this. That's the maskana of Reb Chaim. That the maskana of Reb Chaim the Das HaRambam, is that it's puzzle, and then it works well for the Rambam Lashitase. In his Havavina, he thought maybe the Rambam would say kosher, and then he had to be Nidchak at Dachlik Svaris to defend that for the Rambam. He tried, he said in his Havavina, he thought maybe the Rambam could say kosher, and he had all kinds of Kiddushim, but at least the Maskana, it's a nice Havavina. And he took it as a number of Pashat, that the Tosfos Rid, I mean, he doesn't know Tosfos Rid, would this is obvious, this is the assumption of the graph. It even goes almost without saying. The das hari the hari. He didn't learn Tosfos right. He had to read. I want to just throw out maybe one or two other nafkaminas. There's a lot of other nafkaminas, but let's go back to outside of Masechet Pesachim. How about the fascinating machlokas in the Rashi and the Ra'ah and the in the Torah Sabayis? Why in Torah Sabayis and Alchol Maisa? Because one of the cases machashmir for La Bunda is what if I chef this animal's for eating, almanas to be zorik the dam for idol worship. I'm not shechting it to the idol. That's the normal way of worshiping idols, right? Avodah zarah b'shechita. I'm shechting this animal innocently. Almanas that I'm shechting this animal innocently. I don't want to worship any idol by shechting this animal. But almanas, I'm going to take the blood and pour it on the mizbeach of Jupiter, or you know whoever is the idol of the month. So is that? We paskin, that's aser ba'ana, because mechashmei avodah l'avodah. But maybe yesh lachkor. The Grizz thinks there's no makom lachkor, but it's not so kosher. The Grizz says, there's no makom lachkor after all.
excuse me, even if you were Zorik the Dam for idols, that wouldn't make it us around. No, but that's not so plush. That's a machlokes Rishonim, and it's for a technical reason. Okay, here's a fascinating machlokes, and this is based on a Gemara, and apparently this is a case that could have come up in everyday life. What if I shech this animal? I'm chas v'shalom not an idol worshiper. I'm a frumid. I would never go near a Buddhist. I shech this animal. I'll manas that someone else should be zorik the dam to an idol. Right? One of these like goloshaimas. Right? Ah, the goy will let me shech and get kosher meat and eat as long as I promise the shech on condition that he can be zorik the dam to his idol. Because he doesn't care how you shech his idol. Worship only requires srika. It doesn't require dalet of umas. Okay, that's a case of the Gemara. Maybe, maybe not. That's the machlokas Rashban were up. What if I shecht al-manas that someone else should be zorek for Avodah Zarah? Is that kosher or pasul? Is that mutzerban or aserban? That's machlokas in the Rashban were up that was in brackets here in the Torah's Bias and Medica Bias. If I recall correctly, the Rashba says aserban. And the Ra'ah says, what are you talking about? No chance. Right, what is, let's read the Lashon a little. I'll take you one line from the Lashon. Those who got a chance to look at it, says the Rashba. He says it's usher. Okay, doesn't have any interesting formulation. And he seems to bring a proof in the Gemara. Okay, but you can get out of it. Says the Ra, says, came into Kaimel Zemachashiv Ze Ove Lom Rinan. No, no, no. One person Machshav and the other guy's Avoda aren't Tsarif. If you're doing Avoda Mesa Mitzvah, I'm thinking something that's irrelevant, right? Who cares? Says the Rav. Who cares if I think he's going to do it? That's his business, not mine. That's his mice, not mine. Who cares if I think he's going to be Zorik Avodah Zarah? It's his Rika, not my Rika. My Machshava has nothing to do with his Rika. Okay. Machlokas, Rashba, and the Ra'ah. Niralini is Daiti. That, you could say, Nirad, maybe you could say, that, and what was I going to say? All right. Is Daiti, maybe you could say that this is totally an Arch Hakira. Why? Maybe. Here, I'm really not sure. Maybe Shochet Almanas Shochet Almanas She'acher, someone else, Yisbroke La'avodah Zarah. I'm Shochet. I'm going to ask that someone else is Rika Lavo Nazara. So, after you could say, you don't have to. After you could say this with this Hakira, if we say the problem was Shechita and Machsheves Rika, is that the Machsheva is really in the Shechita, then I would have said, like the Rashba, that it's Usher. Why? Because my Shechita has a bad Machsheva. Right? My Shechita has a bad Machsheva because it's my Machsheva on my shechita. But if you viewed it as really the psul was rika, then maybe you could say like the Ra'ah. Says the Ra'ah, what do you mean? It's as if I was, if it's as if I was shochet l'avodah zarah, it's as if I was shochet, it's as if I was zorik l'avodah zarah. How can it be as if I was zorik l'avodah zarah? I mean, that's it. If I think I'm going to be zorik a certain way, it's as if I did. I never thought I was going to be zorik, I thought someone else. How can you say if I thought he was going to be zorik, it's as if I was zorik? Right, what does he say? He says, basically, it can't be as if I was Zorig b'machsheves Avodah Zarah, because I never planned to be Zorig. If it's about projecting ke'ilu I did a bad Zrika, how can you say that I did a bad Zrika? I never agreed to do a Zrika. I never wanted to do a Zrika. I would never have done such a Zrika. But if you say it's a problem with the Shechita, Taka, look at the problem of my Shechita. In my Shechita, I have this terrible thing in mind. But if you say it's a problem with the Zrika, yeah, if I think I would be Zorik L'Avodah Zarah, it's if I was Zorik L'Avodah Zarah. But if I think someone else is going to be Zorik L'Avodah Zarah, I don't tell someone else what to do. I'm only in charge of myself. And I never thought I'd be Zorik L'Avodah Zarah. So actually, you could say that's enough to mean it, perhaps. I'll throw out one or two other nafkamines, the Karen Ora, not the one in the Makoros, the one on Daf Yudam and Aleph, like the next piece in the Karen Ora, he says, look back at my next piece, and now I thought of one other Kadesh. He has, there's a whole Shakuntari in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Aleph. if I sheft al manas lizard kol avodah zarah, my chayiv misa or not. Forget about with the animals also. The main study is where the animals also, like pigle, like lishma, like zolochla, but the meat is kosher or possible. Am my chayiv misa for avodah zarah? There's a whole shock of entire based on what I would have thought misvara and what the exeris of custom teach you. Misvara, my chayiv misa for avodah zarah. Says the current Ora, Misvara, my Chayav Misa for Avodah Zarah. So it says also, this is Ulai, Chayav Misa without any Xeris HaKasov, without any Xeris HaKasov. Because the word Zenim says, here's what we're going to form without the Xeris HaKasov, here's what we think with the Xeris HaKasov, but without the Xeris HaKasov. This is the current Ora, is now Kamina. On the Yudah Ben Aleph. Also, this I'm not as convinced, but after you could say that if you said the Tzol Meshchita, then you could say it's Chayiv because I did Shchita with Machshavas Avodah Zarah. So I'm Chayiv Misa. I should be Chayiv Misa. I did Shchita with Machshavas Avodah Zarah. I understand Machshavas Avodah Zarah was a little indirect in the Shchita, but it's Ki'ilu I Shechted Machshavas Avodah Zarah. But over here, it's Ki'ilu I was Zorik Machshavas Avodah Zarah. But I wasn't. Right? Maybe I should be Potter because it's Ki'ilu Zorak. But I wasn't Zorik. It's Ki'ilu Zorak, so the animals, Usher. But I never did Izrika. Right? You can't be M'chayvi Misa for an action that I didn't do. You can be M'chayvi Misa for an action I did. And the Achshava was loosely affiliated with it. Maybe you can't chayav misa for an action I didn't do. That's current Ora's Nafka Mina. Okay, yesh alma la'ayin. I thought maybe you could say something else. This is a little radical. This is a good svar. It's just a little radical because I didn't find any Achronim argument. I didn't look at all the Achronim. But maybe once we are willing to go out on a limb, this is against what most Achronim think. Maybe the following fascinating question. The Gemara there discusses if in Zvachim, if I'm not getting it wrong, like this. What about Shochet Lishmo, Lishma, Almanas, Lahak Tirachelev, Shalo Lishma? I'm shochet l'shma, not almanas lizrok shalom. Almanas lahakter chaylev shalom l'shma. Almost all the achronim are daik that there's no soul. But maybe it could depend on this chakira. If you say it's ki'ilu shochet shalom l'shma, then maybe it's pasul. Ki'ilu shochet shalom l'shma. Which I admit is not the popular shita. But if you said it's as if I had the machshava later, then you would say for sure it's kosher. Ki'ilu, hekder chaylev, shalom l'shma. If I'm makir chaylev shalom l'shma, that doesn't pass on the carbon. Shalom l'shma only passes in shchita, kabbalah, holach, and zrika. There's no soul shalom l'shma in akhtar of the chaylev. So here, I'm thinking about something, I'm doing something where there's no soul shalom l'shma, but I'm thinking about something where there's no soul shalom l'shma. That actually is very parallel to this original nafkamina. That's why I think it's a possible nafkamina. Right? Even though, again, also all the acronym say kosher. I have to look more. Someone has to famous look at the Sifton's Bach and see if anyone, he can find a chronic on both sides, maybe. Anyway, I thought it's going to be that good. If it's Ki'ilar is Makter Chelim Shlo Shma, that's not a problem. But if it's Ki'ilar Shochet Shlo Shma, that's a terrible problem. Okay, so this is a very fundamental Hakira, and as Rav Chaim points out, again, I'm not the one who ties this Hakira into the Sogya. This is Rav Chaim and many other Achronim who point out that our sugya might really be a function of this fundamental hakir about the chashvin me'avoda la'avoda. Okay, so much that there's not any other questions for the main hakira in the first part of shir. I want to discuss two other issues before we move on to the Gemara. One is just the psak. What is the psak? Halacha about Shafto lemulin, amanashis katlub arelim bezrika. Right? Or about machsheves arelim bezrika. Again, what does machsheves arelim bezrika mean? Remember, according to the Rambam, the Tosafot Shatz means machsheves arelim as opposed to Oakland. according to Rivat, means machsheves of bad people for kaparas rika, but not for achila b'shas rika. And according to the Ri, it means machsheva about rika b'shas shechita. But this machlokas, whatever it is, let us just get a picture of this board. Great. Let's review how we paskin. As a matter of fact, I'm going to repeat something we already had on the board at the very end of last year with your mechila. Here we have Rava, Rav Chista, Rav Ashi, who then says Rava and Rav Chista argue about something else, who claims that Rava and Rav Chista argued about something else, about what? If you remember, about the Psalm Shinui Bayim, right? About Shinui Bayim. They didn't argue about Machshav Sarayim. And here we have Machsheves Arelim, Bishchita, and Bizrika. So Rava says Bishchita is Kulo Pasol, but Miktas is Kosher, and Bizrika, Afilo Kulo is Kosher. Unlike all the analysis we had last time. But Rava, there is no soul of Arelim Bizrika Shalai Shra. Rav Chisda says Kulo Pasol. Mitzvah Kosher, you have to admit to this column. That's the Mishnah. He says, but Zrika is more chomer. Afilu Miktsas is possible. And Ravashi says, no, but it's exactly the same. Kulo Pasol and Miktsas Kosher. How do you get this from the Pesukim? We read the Gemara on Monday last year. How do we paskin? How should we paskin? How would you think to paskin? How would you think to paskin? Like Rav Ashi, or like Rav Chista, or like Rabba? How do you think to paskin?
Rav Ashi is Acharon, so we should paskin.
Yeah, Rav Ashi is Acharon. Well, I'll think about Shrai. Not only, first of all, he has the last word in the Sugya, which, you know, means something, but even more so, as Pesach points out, he's Hilchlik about Shrai. Right? Truth is, I didn't double check how the other Rishonim paskin about this. There aren't that many Rishonim paskin here, right? There's the Tosfos Shatz and the Meiri here. And the Tosfos Shatz does not paskin. But what does the Meiri say? He said, well, for you don't need the Meiri. He paskin the Hebrews of the Raivid. So Achlokas, Rambam, and Raivid. Right, says the Rambam. How did the Rambam paskin? Right, is really this Rambam is chock full of lamdos in Perek Beis Halchavav. Not such a long Rambam. What does he say? Let's review. Shachto lemulim v'zorek adam l'shem mulim va'arelim. You did shrika for mulim and arelim together. Puzzle. Ah, it's more chomer. Shrika even mixes as puzzle. Says rika chamor. Shrika is more chomer than shrika. Shu ikar karbon. That's a little nikba pickles, ikra karbon. This is the Rambam. And what does the Raivid say there? And the Meiri seems to be on the Raivid side, but the Raivid's good enough. Amar Rama, the loke hilchza, dorv ashi, dehu basra, kapasa, bisar, lo pasla. And what's the svara? The svara is basra. Rav Ashi is last, we always pass like Rav Ashi. Question is, why does the Rambam paskin like Rav Chista? Okay, here, as you can imagine, there's got to be a dozen different answers to the Achronim why the Rambam paskin like Rav Chista. This is like a big party for the Achronim. But let's stick with the mainstream answers. Here, I think the answers on the daf are the most mainstream answers, are the best answers, and I happen to prefer one of them. Says the Kesef Mishnah, he gives a answer based on the Diyuk HaLashon. He says the Kesef Mishnah, don't look back in the Sugya. For sure, Rashi Basra, but what did Rashi say in the Sugya? Rav Ashi said, Let me find Ravashi.
Vilma.
Exactly. Master Ravashi. Mimai da haibachal oriel kula mashma. Dilma haibachal oriel mashma. Kol tomorla. Dilma. Ravashi says Dilma. Ravashi wasn't poskening. He didn't have a clear opinion. He was just saying, maybe there's another possibility. There's another way to look at it. It was a Dilma bialma. Okay. Rav Chista had a shita. Rav Ashi had a Dilma. What rule would you use if Rav Chista had a shita, Rav Ashi had a maybe? Maybe ain't something else in Devadai. Not like the one we had in Daftes. But like that's what the post can say. Yeah, we're going to use this phrase. Right, Rav Chista had a shita, Rav Ashi had a had a Dilma, and therefore Rav Ashi is just a Safi. So how do you get out of the Taiga Basra? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Rav Ashi, Dilma Amar. Yeah, it's a little tricky because very often Dilmas and Shas are men, Bevadai, right? Everyone else, you're assuming that Dilma. No, he said it wasn't Dilma. We had this Mashita. Okay, but it could be Rav Ashi was just saying a theoretical possibility. No, possibly a theoretical possibility. But I think the left of Mishnah here has a better reason. Kesef Mishnah is not bad. I can live with it. The Lech Mishnah is a better reason. The Lech Mishnah pointed out, Tosos already answered this question. Tosos already answered the question on the Rambam. Which Tosos? Because what were they all based on? They were all based on what was the fundamental machlokes? Yes? The fundamental machlokes is what is kol mean. If you recall, Rabba held kol meant all. Right? Therefore, all are less possible. Mitzvahs are less kosher, but Zos teaches you that Shchita, that Zrika, is more kal. Rav Chista was based on kol, meaning all. Ah, all are less possible. Mitzvahs are less kosher, but Zos teaches you that Zrika is more chomer. And what was Rav Ashi based on? Rav Ashi was based on kol, means any. Even Mitzvahs is possible. What does Zos teach you? Zos teaches you a miyot that only kula is possible. And therefore, there's no word left to differentiate between Shchita and Zrika. So, says Tosos, the fundamental machlokes, before you get to anything fancy, between Rav Ashi and the other Amoraim, is what does kol mean? And Tosos points out, this is not an invention of Rav Ashi and the other Amoraim. This is a kol and Torah kula question. Because we all know in Hebrew, kol can mean both of them. Right? Meaning, in Shuto Shomikra, right? Kol nefesh mikem lo sochal dam means any person of the Jews shouldn't eat blood. Lo saseh kol malacha means don't do any malacha. But kol adas Yisrael yasu oso by Korban Pesach means all of the congregation of Israel should make Korban Pesach. In Pashup Shach, kol can mean either way. Well, actually, they both really have the same meaning at heart. So, but how do we darshan it? So, Tosfos points out, isn't it a machlokas Tanur and Sanhedrin? What's the case? Ish ki akeh kol nefesh adam lo siyumas. Does that mean if someone killed an entire person, they die? Or if someone kills any part of a person, they die? What's an afkabina? An afkabina is if a bunch of people all participated in, unfortunately, some sort of gang attack. And they each partially killed him, or the chayiv or pater. So Tosfos says, isn't that a machlokes anoim in Sanhedrin? Why is it a machlokes somewhere up here? And he says, of course a machlokes anoim. Rav Ashi, and maybe that's the reason, says, Dilma is just saying according to these tanoim. So says the Lechemishnah, and here maybe I'll just immediately go to a slightly different Rambam than he went to. He says, why don't we check what the Rambam Shita is about kol? Right? Because whatever she did about kol, that determines how he passes it, right? If Rav Ashi is just saying there's another day in the Tanayim, then each of these shitas only works under one day in the Tanayim. So we have to know which day in the Tanayim we postulate. So if you look at the Rambam, I hope this will work, in Helchos Rotseach, Herek, Dalid, Halacha Vav, Iku Asarab Ne'adim Asar Maklos, 10 people hit him. They're all potter from Mises Bezdin. Shenemar kol nefesh adam, achiyah echatara kol ha nefesh. Kol nefesh adim. You're only chayv you kill the whole person. If you kill some of the person, someone else kills some of the person, you're potter. So what is the Rambam paskin? And the Lech Mishnah points out a few Rambam, but I like this Rambam because the Mamish quotes the pasuk Kol. The Rambam paskin Kol means all. It means all, not any. And therefore says the Lech Mishnah, the Shitah say that he holds like which Tana was which. Do we remember? Maybe it'll say here on the side. Like the Tana Kama. Like the Tana Kama against Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it was. Lishitase, Eritzicha, the Pasak, the Tana Kama, the Kol equals all. Says the Rambam, just Lishitase, the Rambam has a Kol equals all, so of course he can't be like Ravashi. Ravashi is based on the other day in the Torah. Ravashi just said, this goes together against Mishnah. Dilma, of course, the other day in the Torah, you have a totally different shot. And the Rambam says, that's nice, that Taka, good point, Ravashi. Good point. According to that other day in the Tanan, you have a totally different shot. But we don't pass like the other day in the Tanan. We pass like the Tanakama, like the Chachamim there. And therefore, we don't need a Rashi different shot. I think it's Pashto. Once you put two and two together, I think it's Pashto. Like, which is right, even though there's probably 100 other shots in the Afronim. Chaim can look in the Masifta and count how many answers there are in the Afronim. But I think it's Pashto. Like, which is right. Okay, that's one. Let's go to...
I have four more.
Four more. Okay, great. Okay. But I think it's Pashto. Like, which is right. The Kesem Mishnah is also right. The Kesem Mishnah is part of the Lechem Mishnah. Why did Ravashi say Dilma? He said Dilma because it's only according to one side of Rachel's Tanan. It's not because we know how to think. It's not because he's Masufik whether he had good svaras or bad svaras. He was Masufik whether he was a good Lamedan or a bad Lamedan. No, Ravashi knew he was a good Lamedan. He just said Dilma because it's according to one Tana this way, according to the other Tana the other way. Okay. The last thing I just want to deal with in this Sukya, well, or the next thing rather, is the question of Tosos at the end of Dibur Maskel Ki. Okay, the Marshal put in parentheses. Why did the Marshal put in some pieces around Dibur Maskel Ki? Why did the Marshal put in parentheses? I didn't look in the back of the Marshal. He probably meant because it belongs earlier. This is on the next line of the Gemara, but it really belongs on our part of the Gemara. What's the Maskana? Let's review the Maskana. Let's review the Maskana. Over much. Okay, let's pretend we're the right now. Or we don't pretend to be right, we're just within Ravashi. What does Ravashi say? So on the Samach Aleph Amud Beis, what does he say? He says that Arelin, Machsheves Arelin Pasels Bezrika. Right, that's what he said. Right? What does he say in the Samach Aleph Amud Beis? He says, Machsheves Arelin Oseles Bizrika. Right? That was his whole Shita. Right? Not as much as a Fista, but still, at least Kula Arelin Pasel Bizrika. Now, what does he say in Dafsam Fazim and Aleph? What's the Machlokas according to him, the Machlokas Rabbi of Chista? He reinterprets says this is not Machlokas Rabbi of Chista, because everyone's like me. Rather, what's the Machlokas Rabbi of Chista according to him, according to Rashi? Notice, it's not that Rashi is arguing Rabbi of Chista. He's saying, I argue with what until now you thought Rabbi Rechista said, and I actually hold that Rabbi Rechista agreed with me, and they argue about something else. Okay, what did he say? He said like this. The Machlokes, Rabba and Rechista, is about Shinoi Bailim. Right? Having a Shinoi Bailim, Kota Bazar Shinoi Bailim. Remember, that's a pasuk from Ola. Nothing to do with the specific dinim of Pesach. That's Shinui Bailim. Rashi called Shinui Bailim because he also alluded to Shinui Bailim. But it's about Shinui Bailim. Whether, and what do we mean Shinui Bailim? If he was Chishev al Arelim She'ena Menuyim. If he was Chishev that Arelim She'ena Menuyim, right? I know we've read this together. Let's just read Dafsam Beisam Aleph. Amar Vashi Rav Chisra Bahai Krokim Palki. The Nir Tzol Lachapar Olav 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 Chavir. That's Tzol Shini Bailim. You have to have Bachshev and Shrika for the right Bailim, not for the wrong Bailim. Rabba Savar Chavir to me today. My Hud Bar Kapara Chavir to Bar Kapara Lach. Fugia Erol Lach Bar Kapara Lach. Rav Chisra Bahai Erol Lach. Bikin Bar Kiva Hud Bar Kapara Lach. Olav Bikwai Natake in Nafshe. What do they argue? In the psul of Shalom of Shinui Bailim, we mentioned or twice. It's only possible if you think about a Bailam who's Shaykh. I bring a list, Ruben Lashem Shimon who's Shaykh. But I bring a carbon Lashem, someone who's not Shaykh. If I bring the Shlomo of Ruben Lashem of Goy, who's not Shaykh, that's not a Shinui Bailam. If I bring, you know, I'm very woke, and I bring the carbon of Ruben Lashem, a pet dog, who's not Shaykh in Karbanos, and not only that, even if I bring a chatas, l'shem someone who didn't do a chit. He's not shaykh. I bring a asham, l'shem someone who didn't bring a chit. Okay, all those cases is not a psul, because that's someone who's not shaykh. The question is an Orel shaykh in Korban Pesach? Rabbah says he's not shaykh, because an Orel can't bring Korban Pesach. Therefore, it's not a shinui b'ilum. Rav Chis says he is shaykh, right? Because he can get a bris mila and bring a Korban Pesach. That's what he calls solo. Since he could be shaykh, he is shaykh. Okay, that's it. Is a soul of Shinui Bailam. What's the machlokes? Rabbah says that an Orel is not shaykh, right? I mean, shaykh like Mishush, right? A shaykh, like he's not a barhach, right? His losh is dumya didei, right? Pesach. And Rav Chisda says, no, an Orel is Shayach b'Pesach, because the Svar Hoel the Iboi Mol Esatzmo, since he could mal himself. Okay, here you see the problem here. We just says Machsheves Arelim's Posel and Zrika. And now he says Machsheves Arelim She'inu Nuyin is a machluk samurai in Zrika. Hold on. So how could Nachshem's Arelim be wholesale in Zrika? What's the problem? The problem is, what's the question? The question is, hold on a second. Their argument is a psul of Shimi Bailim. Forget the psul of Shimi Bailim. Why isn't there a psul of Arelim? Because Nachshem's Arelim is wholesale in Zrika. So what's the question of Tosos? Ask Tosos, Tema, the actual Rashi, Nachshem's Arelim, Amin Nuyin, L'chuli Allah, Pasal, what is he talking about now? L'chor Arelim Minuyin. Right? That's what Rashi says. That's Arelim Minuyin. Let's take Rashi's word for it. Right? I think you have to in the end. Meaning, this is Arelim Minuyin. Because Arelim She'ena Minuyin is a discussion later. Right? At least L'chor. So he says, hold on a second. If by Arelim that are mono, it's possible because Mashav Sarelus, by Arelim She'ena mono, whether it's not a Shinu Bailus, it should have a psul of Arelus. So why is there a psul of Arelus by Enam Anuyim? What if there are two psulim that's better than it becomes kosher? Two wrongs make a right? It's very strange. How can two wrongs make a right? Okay, here is the question. What's Tosfos' question? Tosfos is even if there's no soul of Shinoi Bailim, it should be possible because of Machsheves Arelus. That's Tosfos' question. How could Rav Ashi say, there's a machlokas of the soul of Shinoi Bailim if you have in mind Arelim who are not owners of this carbon? Forget about whether that's a psul of Shinoi Bailim. There's a psul of Arelim. Because we know Rav Ashi says he's psul of Arelim. Bid. Zrika. That's the question. And how do we answer this question? So the Tosfos is the only Rishon who answers this question. But he does it with a little dechak. What does the Tosfos say? He says, based on what he had on the board earlier. Based on what he had, it's gishmak misfar, it's just a little dachak in the lashon. What does Tosfos Rit say? One answer is the Tosfos Rit. L'shitase. And again, even L'shitase, he still making an assumption. What does he say? He says, this is talking about Mechashev al Hazrika Vishashchita. This is talking about Mechashev Vishashrika. This is the slightly different part because the Gemara started with Shachto al Menas Shrika. and never said they changed their mind. He said, no, Rav Ashi is saying they really argued about Machshava Shasrika. This is his assumption. This is Chish. That's a Chish. If so, it makes perfect sense, because Lashita say, Mechashval is Rikim Shashita and Shayach Sol Arelus. That's his whole Shita. Remember his whole Shita over there? And here, Lo Shayach Sol Arelus. On Zrika Mamish, on pure Zrika, there's no Sol Arelus. On pure Zrika, there's no Sol Arelus. What soul could there be? A Sol Shita Arelus on pure Zrika. And then it's a Machlokas. Okay. But that only runs into his sheet. There's the Chalukim thinking that's Rikim Shashvita, thinking that's Rikim Shasrika. And he has to make the assumption, the Kiddush, that Rav Ashi makes a new Kiddush. It's like, it's a Kiddush in the Kiddush. It's a Kiddush in the Kiddush. That's one answer. How might you have answered this question? How would you have answered this question?
Yeah, it only registers it.
Yes, that's what the Kol Shiurim says. Says the Kol Shiurim, he says, basically a mirror image of Rabbi here. Just like Shimei Bailam was only posel if you're Shayach, not if you're an Arel. Arel is only posel if you're Shayach, not if you're Eino Menuyim. It's funny, two psulim make a kashrus, because each psul makes the other psul not Shayach, and therefore there's no psul. And that's what comes out funny. When Rabbi, if I think Arelim, I'm so Arelis. If I think Shinu Bailim, right? I think Arelim is Shinu Bailim. It's not a real Arel because he's not a Bailim, so he's not Shaykh to be an Arel. And he's not a real Shinu Bailim because he's an Arel. He's not Shaykh to be a Bailim. That's what the Kovach Yerim says. The Tzlach here says the same thing and brings the Kovach Yerim says it's a Svara, the Tzlach tries to find a walker in the Psukh for this. He says, Lefi Achlo Tachosu. Only if you're Tachosu is there Psol of Levi Achlo. There's only a Psol of Ochlin if you're a Menuyah. And there's only a Psol of Menuyah if you're an Ochlin. Okay, says the Kol Shiurim. He says, no problem. He says, here, Shayach Psol Arelus Dimonoi Dishayach Pesach. And here he says just the flip side. Lo Shayach. So just like Rabbi says, there's no Shayach Psol Shinu Bailam and Arul is not Shayach. There's no Shayach Psol Psol Arel, but Shinu Bailam was not Shayach. Lo Shayach Psol Arel, it ain't no Monoi. There ain't no Shayach, the Pesach Zeh. That's the big fish. Shayach Pesach Zeh. We never heard of Shayach Pesach Zeh before. We heard of Shayach Pesach. Right? Meaning, to have Machshavas Arel, it needs to be a guy who's connected. If I think about a random Arel, I'm checking this carbon for some guy named Jim Bob, whose mother is Jewish in Oklahoma, never got a bris mila. That's not Machshavas Arelus, because that guy's not connected. That guy's a joke. It's only Machshavas Arelus I think of someone who's connected who's an Arel. Okay, that is a big chiddush. That is a big chiddush. This goes against the longus that some Achronim wanted to say based on that Machshavas Arelus is a positive need for thinking about Achila. There's obviously it's a negative soul. It's only negative soul for the series. And what this Kovach Yerim is saying is that two wrongs make a right. Don't spread this to people who are unsophisticated, but two wrongs make a right. If I just think he's an Orel, that's terrible. I thought I read this. If I just think Eino Menuyim, that's terrible. I thought Eino Menuyim. But I think about Orel She'eino Manoi, then I haven't done anything wrong. Because the Ariel's a joke. What do you mean thinking about Ariel? He's not even Monday. How can I think about him? What do you mean I'm thinking about Eino Monday? He's an Ariel. How can I even think about him? If he's so lofty, it's a joke. Again, it seems crazy. Two wrongs make a right. But it doesn't mean two wrongs make a right. Chas v'shalom. It means that two wrongs become so lofty that it's a joke. And this is, we find this all over Shas, right? The famous Raivin in Makos. What does he say? If we have three Edim and one of them is my brother-in-law, they're all possible. Because he passels everything. If we have three Edim and one of them is a Baldover, then they're not all possel. Why? Because the Baldover then is Shayach to be an Eid, so he can't passel anyone else. Only if you're Shayach, but there's something wrong with you, then it becomes a problem. If you're not even Shayach, it's a joke. What do you mean there's three Edim and one's of a Baldover? In other words, there are two Edim and one guy who just calls himself an Eid for a purpose. That is definitely a lofgate of puzzling. And you find this all over halacha. This is standard halachic reasoning. Not two wrongs make a right. But two wrongs make such a big joke that it's not wrong anymore. Okay, and again, you know, it's not so crazy. It makes common sense. I bet even non-Jews in real life would also use this svara sometimes. Everyone knows, you know, I'm gonna tread on thin ice at a certain point. If I have my son and my nephew, and I give them the same birthday present, my son will be insulted. If I have my son and a hobo on the street, and I give the hobo on the street the same birthday present, my son's not insulted. That doesn't mean he's beating him like me, etc. No, it's just not Shia. It's obviously not somebody you're close with. What's the big deal? Okay. Now, the third answer, though, is Reb Chaim and the Sfas Emes. Reb Chaim was at the end of the Shia, and the Shia are the Sfas Emes in brackets. He makes it on Kipta. The Bracha and the Sfas Emes make it on Kipta here. They make it on Kipta. But it's not such a duff of Kipta like the Tosfos Ritz. It's not going against the word we said earlier. But it's still an Kipta. Right? They make it on Kipta. Right? The Kobe Shur is a Svara. Right? He makes it on Kipta plus a Svara. They also have a Kipta plus a Svara. What do they say? They say, you know what? Based on Rabbeinu Tam. Remember Rabbeinu Tam said in many, many Achronim? From here we see that Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yashar is the Kobo by the Achronim. That Machsheves Arevos B'Mitzas is not Posel. Or Dravashi, no different. But Shinu Baidlam B'Mitzas is Posel. So what he said? He said just push it, make an Okimta. What's the Okimta? The Okimta is, here he has to have an Okimta. What's the Okimta? Second. Second. What's the Okimta? The Okimta was, this is a case of Lemuyim. Foolish Anon. Lemuyim. It was a case of mixture. Lemuyim and Shein Lemuyim. And, let's say a little better, La'arelim. No, let me say this better. Give me half a second. La'arelim and the moon, right? No, this is better. Okay. Says like this. Over here, what's the case on Al Bays? What do we say? We said that Kulo Arla is puzzle, but Mixas Arla, no puzzle. Right? That's what Rashi said. It depends if it's purely Arelim or not purely Arelim. Here they just make Yokimta. Yokimta is that it was only, it was a Zarak Chishev. Lekshevim ve'arel she'eno manui. No, he thought about kshevim, arelim manuyim, and an arel she'eno manui. That's the okimta he makes here. He also makes an okimta. It's not such a kiddush okimta. It could be. He says he's a lekshevim and the arel she'eno manui. And therefore, lo shayach psol arel v'miktas. Since he only had mitzvahs thought of Arelim, but also thought of good people, so not Shayach Sol Arelim, but Shayach Sol Shinui Baila B'Mikzas, right? That was Rabbeinu Tam's inside Sefer Yosher. That's why Rabbi Rav Chisda argued about Sol Shinui Baila. So if you ask, how come Rabbi Rav Chisda are worried about Shinui for Dervashi? Everyone's arguing that the Shinui Baila applies. Why is there no Sol Arelim? The answer to us is red, because the Machshava is purely B'Shas Rika. There's no Arelos B'Shas Rika, according to the written. Answer the Kobe Shurim, because there's no Psal Arelos Be'in Omanoi, because a double Psal makes it into a joke. And according to Rabba, there's no Psal Be'in Omanoi by Arelos. And according to Chis says, ho. And the Graf of Tzatz Emes say, because this is the case of Mikzas Arel Shein Omanoi. And there's no Psal Arelos Be'in Mikzas, according to Ravashi. Okay, three ways of reading the end of our Sugya. Okay. I see there's more that we haven't gotten to yet. This ends number, I don't know if Chaim still needs to know what number we're up to, if this is our last year of the year, but this finishes number one on the cover sheet. I'll just point out briefly, there's interesting things going on in the Gemara. Let's see, we have 2 minutes, what should I talk about? We have 2 minutes, let's finish up this part of the Gemara. There's one interesting part of the Rambam, which we didn't discuss yet. This Rambam, Karim Pesach Beis Vav, is like a week-long Rambam. Says the Rambam, Karim Pesach Beis Vav, he says, Shachat le'ochlin, Lizrok domo shlo le'ochlav, Pesach kosher, ve'einonim yotzu go'idei chobaso. Right? Shachat le'ochlin, le'ochlav, amenas, Lizrok domo, Shalom Oklav. Right? Shalom Oklav must lose a Oklav. What does the Rambam say? Kasher. There. And the Gemara says it's kosher because Eimach Shem Shalom is Rika. Everyone agrees to that. Where's my eraser? Anyone see? Gemara. And the Rambam both say kosher to ein machsheves ochlin nizrika. What's the divergence? Says the Gemara, the Adam Yotzebo Yidei Chovoso. Says the Rambam, the ein Adam Yotzebo. Right? Kosher v'olah shem bayin. That's the stira. Okay. In terms of the technical stira, there's only two ways to deal with it. Says the Or Sameach, there's a Tosofer in the Rambam. Tosofer in the Rambam. Right, that's one way. Says the Or Sameach. Change to the Adam Otsibo. And then the Rambam saying the same thing as the Gemara. Okay. Good theory, but it's not true, because like we have the Shabbos refrain, we check every Shabbos out of the Rambam, and every Shabbos out of the Rambam is in other fields of the Yudhi also. Could it be every Shabbos out of the Rambam has a total sofer? Highly unlikely. What is Mari Kurkus, who's printed on the bottom, sorry, it's not on the Bar Ilan, it's printed on the bottom of the Frankel, and all the other, most other Achronim say? They say no, the Rambam obviously didn't give us in the Gemara. That's obviously easier to say, the Rambam didn't give us in the Gemara, because we know off the Rambam didn't give us in the Gemara. And they point out, the argument the word doesn't work so well, Mark Brooks says. It's kosher ve'adam yotzvi dechobaso. Just say kosher. Why do you say kosher ve'adam yotzvi dechobaso? Makes more sense. Kosher, but ain't on yotzvi dechobaso. So what does the Mari Korkus and the Chaim say? He says that the Rambam had a different gear from Gemara, the ain't adam. Okay. That's probably pshat. Yeah. Correct. That's what I said. I said that at the time. I said, the Or Sameach and others say, you can't be a carbon pencil that's kosher up in Yom Tzibichobo for all kinds of reasons. Said, that's against the first Rambam, and it only works for the Zachronim, we change the Gerus of the Rambam. Correct. Exactly. That's what I mentioned 2 weeks ago. Now, the only question is, if you take the Or Sameach and the Gemara this far as obvious, Eimach Shem Zolchum Zrika, didn't happen, you're Shachat Ochlam. Shalom Yisrael. The Rambam is a funny word, though. If you take the Rambam, it's kosher be'en yotzi dechova. Mehechi teishi should be kosher be'en yotzi dechova. That's what all the Achronim struggle with. Rav Chaim at great length, because he gets into tangents, and applies to this, and applies to that, and et cetera, et cetera. What's the swerve for the Rambam? And this will have to end. The swerve for the Rambam says the Rambam shitase. Okay, the Rambam shitase is, okay, he's based on a Gemara, although it's a Gemara there are five possibles against. The Rambam shitase. Even though the other Rambam we referred to is Mefurish Gemara, but it's not close to Gemara. Most other Rishonim possibly gets this. He says, Rukhain, what's the Smara? Okay. He says, you just have to make two steps. He says, the Grach, two steps. Number one, what do you have to say? There's a big chiddush or a chayim, and then he goes into maybe much detail. You have to say a big chiddush. That if someone's not ochlin, if someone's not ochlin, zorak shelo la'ochlav, then he can't really be a biter. So it's not ochel, he can't really be a biter. He can't really be a monoi. Someone is not ochel, can't really be a monoi. Can't really be a biter. Someone is not ochel by definition, also shinoi biter. Anyone who's not ochel is really shinoi biter. Remember, shinoi biter only applies to Zricha, it doesn't apply to shinoi. Hold on, for the Rambam, it does matter. Okay, what does he make two assumptions? Sorry, let's just... Two steps. Step one, an eino ochel can't be a monoi, so it's shinoi bailin. What kind of shinoi bailin? It's shinoi bailin to someone who's not shayach to be a bailin, right? Because he's not an ochel. So it's shinoi bailin to someone who is not shayach. Meaning you have it's a shalom lishma of someone who's not shayach. What's the din of shalom lishma of someone who's not shayach? Step two. The Rambam already explains this. Rambam lishitase in shachat. Chatoso shall move. Not Shachat, sorry. Oh no, Shachat also is Lishem Shimon Sheino Mechoyev Chatos. Meaning, if you shecht for someone who's not Shayach, it's the same as Lishem Chulin. Lishem Kodesh, that's not Shayach. Dino Himmo Shochet L'shem Chulin. You see the parallel. L'shem Chulin is a Kodesh, something that's not a Shayach. The Kasher below Allah L'bayim. That's also L'shitase, meaning the Rambam Pasuk is Kasher below Allah L'bayim. Okay, so that's where Chaim says two steps. Number one, Ashalola Ochlov. Number one, Ashalola Ochlov is a Shinu B'ayim. But it's a shinu bailam, shinu shayach. A shinu bailam, shinu shayach. It's kashul ol bailam, and that's the makar of the, Rambam. Okay, it's a big chiddush that shalom ochlim is makar from minoy. It's not a bailam, but it's not so crazy. You could say, how could I be mimani in the month of Pesach if you're not shayach to it? Therefore, okay, if that's the chaf of Rav Chaim, that every shalom ochlim is rika becomes shinu bailam. Shalom ochlim is rika is a psul gomer because the shkita says the piyach lo tachosim. But Shalom Chol Bezrika is just left as a Shinu Bailam. Okay, I know this is, Shinu Bailam. And as a Shinu Bailam, Shinu Bailam, someone's not shy. It's a Shinu Bailam, someone's not shy. But it's been a question about all of the Bailam. Correct. According to this, I think you're right. This reply would be the Shitase that he doesn't want to say the Kodesh Shiro Tantra. I agree. Okay, there's more to say in the continuation of the Gemara. I gave you some Makoros. I actually left out a very interesting Yichusei Tanan Rama rhyme about the next Gemara in Daf Samach Beis. But I think even if we don't get further down in Daf Samach Beis, I think it's a nice accomplishment that we got through the first four blocks plus a few lines. The first four blocks of and six lines of Tamid Mishpat in a very, very short Kayitzman. And obviously, so especially if we were asked. If not, I wish everyone a restful Bein Hazmanim, and I will see you back, Amir Tzoshen, towards the beginning of Elul, not Mamash At, but towards the beginning of Elul for Maseches Bava Basra. And I hope everyone will join us here, and I hope that here of Yameinu we will all be able to sit together in person, but I can't personally guarantee anything.
Thank you, Rabbi.